Yeah, yeah, that's pretty good too. Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My name is Bruce Dickey. I am joined across the way by my pleasure to have the fellow who's sitting across the way. He's back in the coaching business. Been a little bit, and it's good to have you back. I worked with this gentleman when he was defensive coordinator for Bob Bowser about 10 years ago, and I was on doing the games at Edwards County. But my pleasure to have Edwards County head football coach Joe Rivers. Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Good morning, Bruce. Doing fine.
Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show. I'm glad you come over and glad you're happy. Are you looking? There's a lot of new things going on with Edwards County football right
for
now,
sure.
Aren't there?
Yeah, there is, definitely.
Tell me a little about what's going on. You're new this year, new back, aren't you?
Yeah, new back. finished coaching there in 2010, did some stints in the JFL over there, and I've come back to the varsity level. I'm excited to get into the Black Diamond Conference. I think there's some teams that we stack up pretty well against and can compete at a better level than we have in the past. So
that
I'm
was
excited,
you know,
about that.
The Edwards County Lions have been in the Little Illini Conference forever and ever for the last 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. But 10 years ago or so, actually, I think right after I left, the smaller schools started moving out of the Little Illini Conference, didn't they?
Yeah, some of the bigger schools that had come in had pushed some of the smallers out.
And, you lost Palestine.
Yeah, we lost Palestine, Martinsville, Hudsonville. Who else? There was somebody else in there, too.
Oblong,
yeah, along the way. So what we ended up with was we ended up being the
You were the small
guy.
School.
Yeah, we were the small school and lost the teams that we compete with on a week-to-week basis.
That, you know, I don't know. You have certainly a better handle on it than I do. But the enrollment at a school in football, the overall enrollment of the school makes a tremendous difference for the number of kids that are available, the number of kids that play football. Makes a tremendous difference for a football team, doesn't
it? Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I always use the analogy, you know, basketball, you need 12 players. You need 6 or 7 pretty competent players to put up a good basketball team. So, you know, school size still matters, but I don't think as much. Football, you need 16, 17, 18 guys that are confident and competent enough to be on the field on a Friday night.
At that age group.
And
with a body level that is developed enough.
Correct. And it's just tougher football-wise to compete against schools that have 600-700 kids when you only have 270.
Is that what the enrollment's going to be this year, thereabouts?
We are right around 270. We, of course, and I heard you talking about this when I was driving over, Grayville does co-op with us again and has for the last
few
years.
I was going to
So we have to
that.
Add their entire enrollment to ours. So I think we're somewhere around the 360 range.
Yeah, Grayville a few years ago got under 100 kids, but I don't know if they're
I think they're still under 100, but I'm not positive on that. But I think we're right around 360 is what our total enrollment when you add Grayville in.
Do you get a pretty good I guess with only 100 kids, you're probably not going to get that many kids. But how many kids are you getting driving over?
Right now, when I had signups, I had 8 kids that were very interested in playing. We've consistently had about 5 of them showing up in the weight room all summer.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so we've got a decent number.
When did you get the job? When did you start putting? Since you were a head coach before and a defensive coordinator before, how many years were you coaching before you came back?
Well, if you count, I mean, I never stopped. I continued in the JFL, so 20 years total before this year. Started in Indiana in 1995. As a college student, working as a defensive coordinator in Brazil, Indiana at Northview High School.
No kidding.
Yeah, 4A school. Played Terre Haute North, Terre Haute South,
sure.
A lot of the big schools up there. It was a pretty good experience. And from there...
Moved over to Albion, Edwards County, probably what, 2000, do you think?
Yeah, I was a Fisher Bunny for 1 year.
You were a Fisher Bunny?
I was a Fisher Bunny
for 1 year. Do you remember a fellow named Scott Horsch?
Yeah. And his Grant. Grant Horsch was his brother, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I actually coached with Grant.
Oh, is that right?
The first year I was a teacher, I coached with Grant.
I was marching Illini with Scott for 4 years.
Cool.
I was 3. He
graduated. It's a small world, Bruce.
It is. Illinois is a tremendously small world.
That's for sure.
So you were. See, now that's the thing of Fisher Bunnies. Did anybody ever make. You worked there. Did he ever make fun of the name Bunnies?
Yes, absolutely. And I was probably the first one. I accepted the job.
Yeah.
And found out after the fact. Yeah, I found out after the fact, and I told them. I said, I might not have taken this job had I known, because I've never seen an angry bunny.
You can see an angry rabbit.
Correct.
But you haven't seen an angry bunny. Yeah, that was. I always thought we went up there to a football game once or twice, and I always wondered about that. But they have a pretty good team too.
Yeah, yeah. They've over the last 10-15 years, they've gotten quite a bit
moved
better.
On from Fisher to where?
To here. All right. Yep. As I came down, I was talking to Bob Bowser one day. He coached at Milford, I believe it was.
Yeah, that's right.
And he was a baseball coach there and a football coach. And we were at a baseball game talking. I was coaching at Fisher baseball as well. And he had mentioned that he was getting a job down here. And I mentioned I'd be interested in moving south because my wife is from Hobstadt in Indiana.
Oh, okay.
And so he called me a few weeks later and said, there may be an opportunity for you to move down here and help me out. And that's the rest is history.
She related to the Daywigs or anything like that?
No, not related to the Daywigs.
She doesn't have the Hob steak. It's not her steakhouse?
No, it's not her steakhouse. Not her steakhouse. Well, if it was, I'd be 420.
So Bob got you down here. Huh? Bob was a lot of fun to work with, wasn't he?
Yeah, Bob was something else, I'll tell you. No question about it. We got in some knockdown dragouts a few times, and then sit around and have a good time after a game. He was a good guy, good guy.
So you guys replaced the Eric Imhoff.
I believe so. I believe that is correct, yes.
And Bob, when you guys got to the playoffs a few times, I think,
as
I recall.
Yes, we went once in 04. We were close in 05. I believe we were close again in 07, right at 4-5, 3-6 area with a couple games that could have went either way.
Yeah.
But I believe the school history, there are 5 playoff appearances in the history of the school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe that's it.
Okay. I'm trying to think. I think I must have broadcast at least 3 of them.
Yeah, there were 2 or 3 real close.
At Lewiston, Greenfield. And there was another one that I can't remember, but somebody will call and correct. Pat Moore's probably listening, and he'll tell me who it was. But that was many years ago, and then you became the head coach, and at that time, that's when the conference shifts kind of started happening. Edwards County football kind of went into a little slide, didn't it?
Yeah, we were. The last few years I coached, we didn't have very good numbers.
The numbers affect everything, don't they?
Well, right. And it goes in cycles at a small school. You'll get a lot of kids interested, and then you'll get a cycle where you got no one interested. And that's just the way it goes. And that's a coach's job to try to get them up there. And we fell a little short there for a few years.
Do you think – now, let's see. I may as well ask you now. I was going to ask you later. Coming into the new conference, do you set – as a coach, you're going to set goals every season.
Mm-hmm.
You set goals for folks. Some teams will set goals. Yeah, we're going to win the conference championship. Other folks set goals. We're going to go undefeated. The really, really good teams. Some folks set goals. Well, we want to get to four wins, get to 5 wins, get to 6 wins. Can you tell me some of the goals that you've set coming into a new conference like this? Mm-hmm. It's a wide open palette for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. What I've told the kids, I'm not real good at sugarcoating things, first of all. And I've told them straight up, look, you've won 2 games in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And
one last year.
Yeah, one last year. And my goal is to eclipse that mark.
Yeah.
We want to win more games this year than we've won in the last 5. That's what our goal is. Do I want to win every game? Absolutely. And the kids want to win every game. And do I think I got the kids that are capable of winning a lot more games?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I do. But my initial goal right out of the gate is to win more games this year than we've won in the last 5.
I guess my question is, folks need to realize that it's a building process.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, look, we've got a real good group of kids, no question about it, and a good core. So I think we've got an opportunity that we could get in that 3-5-6 range on the wins.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about the conference, so I don't know what we're going to come into.
Yeah.
I have talked to Coach Townsend a few times and Coach Mings a few times, and I feel like I have a little bit better understanding of some of the teams in the conference, but there's still a lot more that I need to learn as we go along.
I'm talking with Edwards County head football coach. By the way, you can give me a call if you ever need anything.
Okay.
Information about conference teams. I've been watching them for a little while now. I'm talking with Coach.
So you're willing to give me all the scouting information?
I don't care. That's the thing. That's the thing people don't realize whenever they talk to me. They think I'm, root for the home team. I just root for a good game. That's really all I care
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
I want a good game. That sounds like a lot of folks may not believe me, but that's what I want. Talking with Joe Rivers, the Edwards County High School football coach. We'll be back. We're going to talk a little bit more. Talk more about the team, the kind of things, the kind of offenses and defenses that coach might run, as well as all the work that they've put in this summer. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. It's 927, 79 degrees. My guest across the way is Joe Rivers. He's Edwards County Fighting Lions football coach, and he's back. He was their coach for about 5 years, about 4 or 5 years ago. Have you noticed any difference between... Has football changed at all in the last 5 years? High school football. You haven't coached high school football in a few years, but you've talked to coaches. How has it changed, or have you seen it? Been able to see it yet?
One of the biggest changes that bugs me a little bit is the trading of film between coaches. Used to be a face-to-face meeting when you traded film, and I personally love that. I love to get to know
you
these
get
guys.
The chance to go shake somebody's
breakfast,
hand.
Have breakfast with them, talk about their team, learn some stuff, and just get to know the person.
Now it's all online.
Now it's almost all online. You just hit a button and send them the film, and you never meet the coach till Friday night, 15 minutes before the game. And you don't really have time to talk to him or get to know the guy. Now I'm pretty fortunate that I know Justin over here in Fairfield, and I know Dan, and I know a few other guys.
Kurt Simon, probably.
Yeah. So I know a few of those guys, and that's nice. I've known Justin for a long time. He's a real good guy. You guys got you a gem of a coach over there.
Yeah, we're pretty pleased.
Yeah, you're pretty fortunate with him. But that's one of the biggest things. Also, everybody wants to run the college style of offense.
Yeah.
Which
the thing is, you can't do that unless you have the talent for it.
Right. If you don't have the kids, you can't do that. But everybody wants to jump on that bandwagon and run it. And that's just not, I'm more of a keep it simple, stupid method of coach. Keep it pretty simple. Try not to overwork the kids in their mind because they are kids.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about what kind of offensive set do we plan on running at Edwards County?
We've put in three to this point. We've got an eye. A power eye and more of a pro style eye and a power eye and a spread formation because everybody's got to have the spread like I was just talking about.
Yeah.
You've got to spread the team out. But
I guess the question is, are you going to run or pass more? It sounds like you're going to focus more on running the ball.
Well, as I was talking to Donnie Lyons at a weightlifting meet, Donnie, one of the assistants over here, I believe, at Fairfield, at a weightlifting meet, I told him we're going to drop back three steps and throw the ball as far as we can every play. And I don't think he believed me.
He didn't buy it, did
No,
he
didn't buy into it. But I was hoping that would plant a seed and spread throughout the conference. But no, we're going to focus more on the run. We do have the ability to pass. We've added some kids this year, what I consider to be good gets on my part.
Yeah.
We've got a few kids that are fast, tall.
That's kind of half the battles of getting kids to come back out, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Since the program has been struggling a little bit, it's probably a little difficult task getting kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Out.
It definitely is hard to get kids out.
What are you selling them with? How do you sell them? How do you sell a kid?
Nothing illegal, IHSA. But just talked to him, told him, you know, what I was about, what we were going to do, where I was planning on utilizing them, and was able to convince a couple kids. Bobby Brake, who was a guard for the basketball team.
Yeah, good ball player. Started.
Very good ball player. He's real long.
Yeah.
Got good ball instincts.
I bet you he can play catch.
Yeah, he can catch the ball pretty well, and he's very good defensively to this point. Of course, we haven't put pads on yet.
Yeah.
But he's been pretty good defensively to this
point. And, you know, you say he's long. He's probably 6'2", 6'3".
He's probably close to 6'1.5", 6'2", yeah.
And that's tall at any level of defensive back, isn't it?
Sure. And then on the other side of that, I was able to pick up Case Robinson, who played as a sophomore.
So you got Grayville. That's part of the Grayville connection.
Able to get him back out, and he runs about 6'3". He's pretty quick. He's got some speed. He can jump. You know, good hands. Very strong kid. John Reeves will be back, who was quick as well. So we've got some speed on the outside where we can throw. We have the ability to throw. But we're going to focus on the run game and let that develop the pass game.
Sure. Backfield, you said you run some eye. Quarterback is a returning starter.
Quarterback's a returning senior, Colton Kelsey. Did a real good job last year running the ball for the team. We're gonna be in a lot of option set where we can run the option out of it with him and the pitch man, and we'll see where we go from there.
The way cycles go with offensive lines in high school football, and you know this as well as anybody, is sometimes your goal is to, if you've got, depending on what kind of offense you want, you might want the big trucks up front and just move force people down the field, or you might want a little bit of speed, a little skinnier in speed. Mm-hmm. It kind of depends on what you're blessed with, what kind of offense you can run. What does your offensive line look like?
Well, there are four returning starters on the offensive line. two seniors, a junior, and a sophomore, all returning starters. The two seniors, I believe, have a real good chance to go play at the next level.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I really believe that.
Who's that?
Seth McKenzie, who runs about, I think he's about 305 and probably 6'2.5".
How about that?
And he runs a 5-second 40-yard dash.
That's quick for a big man.
That's timed on my thumb, so it's not completely accurate, but it's pretty close. And then Lane Stockton, a Grayville boy, on the other side at tackle. He actually last year weighed about 265 or so, and he's now down to 210 and has increased his 40 time from 5'7", I believe, to 5'2 or 3.
You want to say decreased his
45? Yes, decreased. Yeah. And they're both really strong kids. Really strong. They did really well at weightlifting meets we went to this last year. They're really strong kids and have a lot of ability, but their ability is raw.
Yeah. Well, so, that was going to be my next. Yeah, I think you're following my next question before I get a chance to ask it. If the way the program's been struggling, you're probably having to concentrate quite a bit on fundamentals right now, aren't you?
Absolutely. We're gonna do a lot of fundamental work. We've spent all last week at camp doing about 30 minutes a day of individual drill work with fundamentals.
Stay low for the linemen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay low and finish the play for crying out loud.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. I think kids just have to have it taught to them because they don't realize it when you're playing flag football or when you're playing on video games or something that you got to finish the play.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to play all the way to the whistle or because I mean you might have. On defense, if you don't play all the way to the whistle, somebody's going to break free of a tackle and they're just going to score.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a mindset. Is that a mindset you have to kind of hammer into kids?
Yeah, definitely. And I took some of the highlight films from when I used to coach and brought it into a few of those boys and told them to go watch it and tell me what they noticed. And they noticed that we swarmed the ball.
Yeah.
And if you watch the films from the last year or two from Edwards County.
It's a wrestling match. It's one guy on one guy.
Right, correct. It was one guy in there and three guys helicoptering around the pile. And yeah. I can't stand that. We're going to swarm to the ball. And I'm a defensive coach. That will be one of our main focuses.
What kind of defense you think you're going to be putting in? Are you making some changes on what'd you run last year? 5-2, 4-4?
I think they were in a 4-4 last year, if I remember correctly. We're going to be in a hybrid four front, which is a
so three backs then.
No way to explain it other than a three technique tackle, which you would understand, but yeah. Your listeners probably wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
Tilted nose, in the backside A gap, five technique tackle. And then a defensive end, and then a strong safety.
Basically, strong side and weak side there.
If we get a double tight situation, one of those guys is going to roll up into a five front.
Yeah, that is probably a bit of a change for the youngsters too, isn't it? Getting used to the terminology.
Yeah.
They've changed coaches. You're a third coach in 3 years there. Or
right.
Fourth coach in 5 years anyway.
Yeah, yeah, you're correct.
So some of these kids, the seniors, you're their fourth coach.
I understand, and I've talked to them about it, and we had a few things at camp last week where guys were like, man. And I said, listen, you'll get it.
How did camp go?
Camp went really well. It really did. We had a lot of kids out there. They worked hard the whole time. I can't complain about their work ethic, that's for sure. We got a lot of stuff in. Got in, like I said, our three main offensive formations in. Got our defense set up. No starters or anything like that, just set up so they could look and see what we're doing. Ran some plays. We were able to do some stuff successfully. I was pretty happy at the end of camp.
Is it a boon to you? You think that several of the kids might have be familiar with you from back in junior football?
Yeah, it definitely doesn't hurt. A lot of the kids do know me. Of course, I kept teaching at the high school.
Yeah.
So I was around the school in the junior high and the high school. So most of the kids know who I am, and they were pretty excited to come out and play. So that's a good thing.
All right. Now, one of my most important things that I think is just tremendously important and occasionally gets a little short shrift here and probably everywhere. Are you kicking extra points?
Absolutely. We've already been working on it.
Really, who's the kicker?
Max Baer right now is the guy that's standing out as the kicker. He is a senior. We have a few other younger kids that also can kick pretty well.
Yeah.
As I told you earlier off the air, a kid that used to play with me by the name of Jonathan Hinton is going to be one of my assistant coaches, and he is a former soccer player as well as football player.
Nice.
So he's been working with the kickers. I mean, he can – I don't know. He's 27 years old. He can still kick 40-yard field goals.
I was going to say, did he kick back when he played, I guess? Was he your kicker?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. So, you know, he's been working with the kids.
See, I think a lot of times coaches at the high school level will get so enamored or so involved with having to, you know, you got the offense side. You got somebody's got to take care of the offense. You got somebody's got to take care of the defense. And the special teams just get a little bit of short shrift, and I guess how much emphasis are you? If you're working on a kicking game, you've got somebody working on that, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm involved too. We've got to be good on special teams. I believe that
you can't dig yourself a hole because that's the thing. You know, special teams, you can dig a gigantic hole immediately with that if you're not prepared.
Oh, you can lose a game right out of the gate with it if you're not doing it right. We're going to spend an inordinate amount of time getting that ready as far as kickoff return, punt return, and field goal, PAT. So
I got to tell you, I'm looking forward. I'll get to see you play a couple of games, but I'm looking forward to a chance to see. Are you going to have Case? I'll say it now already. Case Robinson returning kicks?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
He runs down. He can get away from people on a basketball court. You'd think he'd be able to get away from people on a football field, right?
Yeah, well, let's see. Let's get pads on him. I haven't had a chance to see him play. I know he's got height. I know he can jump. I know he's strong. I know he's got good hands. As far as the rest of it, I don't know yet.
You make a point. He might be a little bit big to be returning kicks. You might want a smaller, a smaller guy to be able to climb through people or something and turn kicks for you, right?
Kickoff return, probably one of the most dangerous parts of football, honestly. And,
well, that's the thing. What do you think about, since you brought it up, what do you think about college football considering taking away kickoffs like next year? I don't know if you saw the news last week.
I did. I'm not a big fan of them taking it away. I think it's part of the game.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, football's a tough game. and it's not for the faint of heart.
One I don't like about it, and I think we're in agreement. What I don't like about it is you take away the opportunity, first of all, for somebody to have a big return, which is a momentum changer.
Electric part of the game.
Oh, huge, huge. But you also take away the opportunity for the opportunity of the kicking team to use that as a weapon.
Absolutely.
Because if you can pin somebody back behind the 20-yard line, which is you get a good kicker who can put it 45, 50 yards down the field. If you got a receiving team grabbing it at the 5 or 10-yard line, that's a problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so if you take away the kickoffs, you're really taking away that opportunity.
Yeah, I think part of their thought process may be that so many kickers these days are just kicking it out of the end zone, and it really doesn't.
At that level, I think you might be right.
Yeah, and it's really not many kicks get returned anymore anyway.
At the college level, you got with them being at the 40-yard line.
Yeah.
High school, that's not really happening so much.
No, not very much, and we're hopeful that we can do that.
Although, I'll tell you, there's a few kickers in the league who can do that.
Yeah.
In the Black Diamond. There's a couple of pretty good kickers. I've got Joe Rivers here. We're talking about football, high school football. He's the new Edwards County football coach. We're going to talk a little bit more about the rest of the Black Diamond, and as well as a little bit more high school football. Probably get his thoughts on college and pro football. You pay attention to the little – you're a fan.
Yeah, I'm a
fan. You're wearing the Purdue shirt because your daughter goes there. Who are you a Big Ten fan of, or are you one?
I'm more of a Notre Dame IU fan.
He's leaving soon. We'll be back in just a minute. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest across the way is Joe Rivers. He's the Edwards County Fighting Lions football coach, back in the saddle after a few years out of it. And your first game coming up on August 26th. When did you start steering the kids to that date? The Cesar date, we're looking for the Red Devils. First day is the Red Devils. Have you used that as a motivational technique with the kids, or are you just kind of saying, look, we're going to play, and then we'll put in a game plan for Cesar eventually?
Yeah, we haven't started game planning in any way other than as a coaching staff, but I have mentioned to the kids several times who we play, what their mascot is. So we
Red
know,
Devil.
So we know who to break down and say we're going to beat. You know, things like that. I know they've got a pretty decent coach. If I remember right, they were 4-5 or something like that last year. They were right in the middle of the pack, I thought.
I will tell you. Let me see. Cesar Valier. John Shadowins is back.
Yeah, John Shadowins.
Is back. They were 4-5 last year. Shadowins took a year or two out.
Did he?
Yeah, and now he's back at it. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I know I created a Facebook page for the Edwards County football team. And
Wait a minute. This is 2015 or 16. The kids didn't. The team didn't have a Facebook page.
Had one, but it
was defunct.
It was defunct at this point. So we created a new one.
Good.
And one of my first followers was John. I thought it was pretty funny.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Heading down there to Cesar. You know, that's since you've been in Albion, since you've been at Edwards County, you probably haven't played Cesar on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. They played Cesar back in the day before they joined the Little Illini Conference.
Yeah, so I've never been a part of it.
This is kind of a restart of a rivalry.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Yeah, Cesar was always on the schedule.
I'm most excited about restarting our rivalry with Fairfield. The first few years I was here, we had great games with Fairfield every year. And then the LIC and everything, we had to drop it. And
that's
I really hated that.
September 16th. So you've circled that date.
Well, not as a big deal. I'm just saying that's one of the things I missed. When I first started coaching here at Edwards County, is we had a great rivalry going with Fairfield. It was a great game every year. I mean, it was 7-6 one year, 12-8 another year. It was great games, and always the Shriner game as well, if I remember right.
What are you going to miss about the LIC? Anything? I mean, you had Red Hill was always a fun trip. I always like going to Red Hill to watch football because it's. I'm probably only like it because I like to watch it because it's a piece of crap field used to be.
Yeah, it is.
And you're basically playing against what seemed like a bunch of folks who didn't know what they were doing, and then they'd run all over the place.
Yeah, one of the things that I would miss about the LIC is not much really, but I would miss a few of the coaches. However, you know, Skip Dillon, I've got a good relationship with him.
Yeah,
he's no longer at Flora. Bill Evans at Red Hill. I had some good relationships. Yeah, he's no longer coaching. So I really have no ties and don't miss anything about the LIC.
Well, that's the thing. You know, Alney, you had to play for several years. Alney's got 700 or 800 kids.
700, I believe. 680 to 700, yeah. That was probably my biggest complaint when they started letting them in is we can't compete against teams like that.
I don't blame you a bit. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so you've got Cesar first. And Cesar, down at Cesar, is kind of a tricky place to play, by the way.
Okay, never been there. I went to Wren Lake on a boat last weekend, and I had to run to Cesar to get some supplies. First time I'd ever been to the town.
Did you see the field?
I did not.
If you went to the town, you didn't see the field.
Well, that's why I didn't see it then.
The field's about a mile south of downtown. And they've got it's a nice field. It's got looks like a flood wall around it, but there's nothing there to flood. But they're very good on their own field. They play real, well, you know, like most teams, I guess, play real well. But Cesar gives Fairfield gigantic fits down there. And when Fairfield thinks they'll go down there with a really good team, they just get pummeled sometimes. Or it's always a real close game, and Cesar seems to win late.
Mm-hmm.
But it's at home.
Yeah.
But and then you got to go to Carmi.
Well, that's exciting way to bring me up.
Glad to help you.
Yeah, thanks for helping.
Well, then you got Carmi coming in though. So, and Carmi, do you know much about Carmi? They've got a good quarterback.
Carmi do has a good quarterback. I've been able to see some highlight film online of him because you can just type it in and find it.
Yeah.
Anymore, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
What I know about Carmi is my JFL experience. We played him in JFL.
Yeah, Carmi is. You're in the JFL of the what is it, the Junior NEC? Is that what they call that?
Yes, they do have that. We were in the something else, and we were playing other schools.
Played
but Carmi,
Fairfield, played
yeah,
Carmi.
We had a couple games with other groups.
Played Mount Carmel?
Yeah. Well, they were in our group, yeah. We played them a few times last year or in eighth grade. When my son was in eighth grade, we did not play them. I think they're playing them again this year.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
That's one of the rotational deal.
Yeah, right.
Who's your favorite college team? You said Notre Dame?
Yeah, Notre Dame and IU.
Have you had a chance to meet Kevin Wilson, the IU head coach?
I have not. He seems to be doing a wonderful job, though, to this point. I mean, we went and watched, my son and I went and watched two or three games last year, and they were exciting, to say the least.
That's one of the things that back into the high school coaching saddle. You're going to have the opportunity to meet and interact with several college coaches and these folks. Do you take, whenever you get that chance, do you take the opportunity to just learn what you can?
Oh, absolutely. I love, we go up to the coaches clinic at Illinois every year. I was up there this year. Lovey Smith was there.
Oh, yeah. What's Lovey like?
Well, he seemed like a nice guy. I only got to meet him in passing. But Ron Zook, when he was there, I was able to meet him and actually talk to him some. So that was, you know, it's enjoying always to meet those guys.
All right, I got to know. Is Ron Zook crazy?
He
as a Illini fan, I always thought Ron Zook's insane, but he's my insane. You know, he's my crazy.
He was a little off kilter, but I'll tell
you
what.
Well put.
I'll tell you what. I met him. How many years was he there?
Seven.
I think it was. Yeah,
and six, seven.
Six, 7 years later, the man knew my name. As a nobody high school coach. I mean, I sat down the first year I was there. We had supper. He ended up sitting near us. The first year he was there. And we talked extensively. Just but chatting. Not, just chatting.
10, 15 minutes.
Right. And the second year, I talked to him for about 5 minutes. Didn't see him to talk to him the next couple. Year 5, 6.
Hey, Joe, newbie, how you doing?
Joe Rivers. Knew both.
Hey, Coach Rivers.
You're correct. And that really struck me.
Yeah.
That the guy could have, you know, politician.
He's a great recruiter.
Correct.
I mean, he brought some studs to Illinois. They just didn't pan out as
right,
well as everyone
right.
had hoped. Now those are the opportunities you must be looking forward to. You're going to get a chance to meet Brian Kelly? Notre Dame fan.
I actually just got to shake his hand, and my son has his picture taken with him because my son and another boy went up to camp at Notre Dame. So,
what? Oh, really? What'd they learn? What kind of camp was it?
It was a position-specific camp. That's why they went there. Most of them are not position-specific anymore. This one was, so I paid a little extra money to send them up there. One of them to work on being a fullback.
Yeah.
Because I don't have one, technically.
You need somebody to know how to block, don't you?
Correct. And my son went up there to just work on running back skills and pass catching skills. So that's what they worked on. But, you know, they learned a lot. They came home, so they learned a lot. They got galded because it was hot. So
how long were they there?
4 days. And I took
you
them.
You know they sell Gold Bond in South Bend, too.
I packed them some Desitin.
All good.
So
I got to tell you. Coach, I really didn't plan on talking about galded kids getting galded today. All right. In a perfect world, if Coach Joe Rivers has the best of everything, what kind of offense would you like to run? What is your favorite offensive scheme? If you've got great.
Triple option.
Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm.
Like a wishbone type of looking thing?
Yeah. Wishbone triple option would be fine. I don't really care much about the formation. Just love option.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
It
just creates headaches for the defense. It really does if it's run correctly.
You know, that's the thing. That is one, if it is run correctly, and that's one of the things you're going to, you know, Coach Mings will be showing you in a few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. He's a great coach. No question about it.
That's one of the, if it's run correctly, it's almost unstoppable.
It can be. I wouldn't say it's unstoppable. I would say eventually you're going to break a play.
Yeah,
you know, with the option, you're depending on 3 or 4 17-year-old kids doing their job on defense every play.
That's a tough thing. That's a lot to depend on.
That is an absolutely tough thing to do because you don't know whose girlfriend broke up with them or what's going on in their life. And,
Who's your favorite pro team? Do you follow NFL?
Colts. I'm from up around in north of Indianapolis, so the Colts are probably my favorite team.
Were you glad?
Always a Bears fan. Always a Walter Payton fan. He's always my favorite.
Were you glad they signed Andrew Luck to the gigantic dollar?
Well, I mean, you might as well keep him if you got him, I reckon.
Well, I guess that's true. Do you get to games very often?
I usually get up to about one a year, one or two a year. Not as often as I'd like to. I'd love to be one of those wealthy guys with the season tickets every year, but I'm not that guy. I like to get to a couple St. Louis Blues games a year, a couple Cardinals games a year.
So you grew up a Bears fan, a Peyton fan?
Absolutely. Yeah, my dad was a big Chicago Bears fan. Actually, have Walter Payton's autograph on his rookie card.
Is that right?
Which makes the rookie card worthless, by the way.
because
it's not authentic.
Because
you can't prove
disturbed.
It's,
it's disturbed.
He's definitely one of my favorites. Also, my son's favorite. We watched Walter Payton videos all the time when he was growing up.
Coach, it's been a few years. Are you having fun getting back into it? I mean, you haven't started games yet, but you've had summer stuff, and you've had the camp, and you've got the practices, two-a-days, starting next week, week after next. Are you having fun back in it?
Absolutely. It's really brought a little spring back into my step.
Yeah.
To be back out there and doing the things I love. You know, it's what I'm passionate about. Passionate about family. Passionate about football.
Well, that's outstanding. And let's see, any prediction for the year? I want to force you into prediction.
Predictions as far as, I predict that Chester or
hard.
Alvarado or somebody like that will probably win the conference. And our team will be competitive every week. And when you play us, you're going to know you played somebody.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate you coming on today. And you have any questions? Again, I'm serious. If you have any questions about the Black Diamond, give me a call.
Okay,
I
will
do. I can tell you anything about it.
I will do.
May not be right. I'll tell you all I know, but it may not be right. I'll tell you that. Hey, that's Bruce Dickey's show for today, folks. We'll talk to you all again. Thanks very much. Thanks, Coach.